Europe's leaders need no more graphic reminder of the gravity of the debt crisis. Greece's latest effort to slash spending saw 2 days of violent protests and mass strikes this week. Defying the protesters, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou succeeded in getting the latest round of austerity measures passed in Parliament, vital to secure the next slice of European and IMF bailout money. That will give encouragement to European leaders. After months of turmoil and credit downgrades, Sunday's summit is billed as the moment Europe must finally come together to stem the tide of its debt crisis.
Wenn wir die Krise als Chance begreifen wollen,
if we want to use the crisis as an opportunity, if we are determined to have more Europe, then we must seize the crisis as an opportunity and be prepared for unconventional and quicker action.
Few leaders appear confident of a quick agreement. A second summit has already been scheduled for Wednesday next week. By then, France and Germany say they will have bridged their differences on how Europe's bailout fund should be strengthened. Analysts say the initial focus will be on how to pump more capital into troubled banks. And that's just the start. Tobias Blattner of Daiwa Capital Markets says Europe needs to show it will bail out bigger countries like Italy and Spain if they are caught in a debt spiral.
They need to increase the firepower of the bailout fund so that we finally stop contagion and there's no worries about an eventually Italian default. This is what they have to do. But unfortunately, how it looks now is that the proposals, how they want to leverage this temporary bailout fund, will not be enough. And this is why the summit will most likely disappoint financial market participants.
Tim Olenberg of the London analyst group, the Centre for Economic and Business Research, says more radical measures are needed for investors to regain confidence in Europe.
We think there's hope for the Eurozone in the long term overall if Europe manages to put a new institutional framework in place and manages to either let go of economies that are not viable in the Euro or find a transfer mechanism.
No Eurozone leader dares to talk in public of weaker members dropping the currency. But the only alternative, says Olenberg, is a truly federal Europe.
I think the only way to really put an end to the situation in general is treaty change, more powers for Europe, closer integration, fiscal union.
Such is the gravity of its debt crisis that Europe's very foundations are up for debate. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.